Ian Stats SA has published its latest quarterly labour force survey for the fourth quarter of last year, showing that South Africa ended 2018 with an unemployment rate of just over 27%. There was a marginal decrease. We're joined by EWN business journalist Mashuda Masuta, as I mentioned earlier. She's working that story for us. Mashuda, just a marginal difference, really, between the third and fourth quarter of 2018. But what accounts for that slight change?
Good afternoon, Joanne. Yeah, it is indeed a marginal decrease. So the numbers continue to paint a rather worrying picture when it comes to jobs being created in South Africa. Like you say, the unemployment rate dipped slightly in the fourth quarter to 27.1%. That's from 27.5% in the third quarter. So we have 6.1 million people now without jobs in the country. So 149,000 jobs, more people were employed in the fourth quarter. And we know that the fourth quarter really is traditionally or for when companies start to build up for the festive season. So you'll see a lot of hiring within the retail sector as well as the tourism sector. So you see a lot more people being hired during those few months leading up to the festive season. When you look at the breakdown in the numbers by industry, we have finance and other business services creating the most jobs during the quarter, so 109,000 jobs created there. Employment was also recorded within private households, manufacturing, mining, and trade. But job losses were recorded within community and social services, transport, utilities, and construction.
So in terms of the unemployment rates among men and women, what changes were there in those figures?
Well, as we know, women continue to be disadvantaged when it comes to employment in South Africa. They continue to get the raw end of the stick. So unemployment continues to be higher within women than males here in South Africa. In the fourth quarter, the unemployment rate for women increased to 29.5%. That's from 29.4% in the third quarter. And for men, the unemployment rate moderated to 25.1%, that's from 25.9%. And when you look at the different races, the black women, the majority still out of work, then followed by coloured, white women, and then Indian ladies.
Tell me about the youth, Mashuda. How are they doing in these latest figures?
That's also another big concern, Joanne, when it comes to youth unemployment. Picture still not looking great. Youth unemployment increasing by 1.9 percentage points to 54.7% in the fourth quarter of this year. So close to a third of youth in South Africa were not in employment, education, or training. So all of that up by 1.4 percentage points in the fourth quarter of last year. So when I spoke to an economist yesterday, just looking at the numbers for today, and she was saying that the economy is not growing nearly enough to absorb any of these much-needed jobs, whether it's from youth, older women, or men. We have an economic growth rate around 2.2%. That was for the third quarter of last year. But for the full year, we're looking at the economy only growing by just 1%. And now, in the MacBang, in the middle of all of this, we've got all these power outages from Eskom, which continue to affect businesses.
So many worries in this regard. Thank you very much for explaining that to us, Mashuda Masuta, our EWN business journalist.